Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, October 6th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Markham Sent Storm Petrel. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the vast ocean of knowledge provided by Wikipedia to explore topics that ignite curiosity and provoke thought. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're steering our attention toward a fascinating seabird called Markham's Storm Petrel. Now, you might be wondering, why a bird? But not just any bird. Markham's Storm Petrel is a captivating creature that elegantly navigates the winds and waves of the Pacific Ocean. As we soar through this discussion, we'll explore what makes this bird so unique, its habitat, and the challenges it faces due to environmental changes. Let's begin with its name, Markham's Storm Petrel, scientifically known as Oceanodroma markhami. This seabird belongs to the family Hydrobatidae, which is known for its long wings and oceanic living. Named after the British geographer Clements Markham, who incidentally never laid eyes on it. It's quite a story, isn't it? We humans have a history of naming things based on contributions rather than connections. So why should you care about this bird and its story? Well, for those of you who are intrigued by the intersections of nature and environmental ethics, this bird provides a microcosm of the larger ecosystem. It breeds on isolated islands off the coast of Chile and Peru, places that could be considered the true sanctuaries of the wild. Imagine flocks sweeping over the waves, where they are most active at night, navigating by the stars, or perhaps sensing subtle differences in the ocean's magnetic fields. Amazing, right? Markham's Storm Petrel primarily nests in burrows, which provides them a hidden world away from predators, proof that nature is an engineer par excellence. But here's where it gets a little, well, stormy. As climate changes ripple across the globe, this delicate balance is disrupted. Rising ocean temperatures and shifting wind patterns pose a risk to these birds' habitats. So the first thought-provoking question for you, my attentive listeners, is this. How do we balance human activity with preserving the natural habitats of species like Markham's Storm Petrel? It's a challenging conundrum, but one that must be tackled with compassion. There's something almost majestic about Storm Petrel's endurance to life's natural fury, symbolic of our own struggles and resilience in an ever-changing world. Have any of you ever used nature as a metaphor in your life? I'd love for you to reflect on that. Let's now consider the role of technology in studying and perhaps conserving the Markham's Storm Petrel. Technological advancements, such as GPS and data loggers, contribute immensely to tracking the movements of these birds, thus revealing migration patterns and behavior that would otherwise remain a mystery. By understanding these patterns, we gain insight into the health of the marine environment, a field of study that's crucial as we face ecological uncertainties. Would you say that the effort to understand and conserve these birds serves an ethical obligation, or is it purely scientific curiosity? There's plenty of ground to cover between those two poles, and it's a discussion that's happening globally. As we start to wrap up, let me leave you with a call to action. Next time you hear about conservation efforts, dig a little deeper and explore their impact, not just on the species involved, but on our interconnected ecosystem. Engage with projects in your community, perhaps participate in a citizen science project focusing on local wildlife. There's a profound sense of fulfillment and responsibility that comes with engaging in conservation. To conclude, Markham's Storm Petrel may be a tiny bird, barely noticeable against the vast sky and ocean, but it carries the weight of significant ecological revelations. It's a reminder of our profound connection to the Earth and the responsibility we have for its stewardship. I hope you found today's exploration illuminating and perhaps even inspiring. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. We'll have more such fascinating detours into knowledge with our next episode. Until then, keep pondering these big questions and nurturing your curiosity about the world's intricacies. Stay curious, stay informed, and for now, this is Alloy signing off.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Markham Scent Storm Petrel. Thanks for listening. See you next time.